Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There's a lot of news right now that's coming out with Jonathan Kuminga and what's going on with him and the Warriors.
Dude, I thought you were talking about us. I was like, okay.
No, Kuminga, he's got 2 weeks.
Dude.
Till October 1st, and that's a deadline for him to make a decision on the qualifying offer or not. And it's obvious to me that this thing's coming to a head because...
To all of us.
Yeah, because there's a lot of people are talking about it. The Warriors training camp actually starts before that October 1st deadline. We got Al Horford waiting in the wings. I think we got DeAnthony Melton waiting in
Gary
the wings.
Gary Payton II, Steiny.
We'll see about Gary Payton II. And
Jesus.
The reality of the situation is that the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga have not figured this thing out yet. And
how did we get here, partner?
Well, that's a good question. That's a real good question. I think it's, it's taken 4 years to get here.
See, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm so disappointed in the hierarchy of this Golden State Warrior team because, it's Steph Curry left and right on mine, Steve Kerr, Dre, and... The fact that three savants could not figure out a way to get your future involved in possibly being a big part or the part of the next iteration of the Golden State Warriors. So I'm being selfish, but it's basketball selfish. This team, this older team that has action, needs Jonathan Kuminga for this year. So, Steiny, I'm saying miss me with everything that went down. It's no victory lap. I want Kuminga on the Warriors for this year because I think that could help them get to the promised land. But the bottom line is I scratch my head as to how Kerr, Dre, and Steph and Kuminga, I'm not letting them off the hook, how they couldn't in 4 years find a way not to dumb it down, but find a way to feature Kuminga. And this offseason has just been an eyesore, a herpes, Steiny. Whoa. But just something you don't like.
I mean, I think you hit the nail on the head, and that's the biggest problem.
Yikes.
Well, you said that the organization failed kind of in allowing them to feature Jonathan Kuminga. And right there it is. I don't think the Warriors want to feature him. I don't think they believe that's the best way to go about winning. And the one thing Steve Kerr has talked about ad nauseum is that Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry are the primary ball handlers and scorers on this team. And for whatever reason, they have not been able to figure out a way to shoehorn Kuminga in there where it looks like it's seamless.
That's so, it. Okay, You can say that, and you're right. And I've looked at his numbers for the last 4 years, Steiny, and I know a lot of people call and they talk about what he's not. But I just think about, what was it? Right after the season, the great Coach Kerr joined Willard and Dibbs. And Steiny, I'm going to put it right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. He was so open, Steve Kerr was. I think he thought Jonathan Kuminga was done playing basketball in the Golden State because he shared a lot with the guys and us as we listened to that interview. But the DMPs down the stretch last year are what really, really just it just sticks me. And here we are again on the cusp of another season, another shot at number five for Steph and the gang. But the bottom line is, it looks like the basketball reality is Jonathan Kuminga is going to be a part of your team. So how do you best maximize what he does with what you're trying to do? Because this is my thing before I throw it back to you, and it makes me sad. Who the hell are the Warriors to say night-night to Kuminga? If I were to ask you, Steiny, who's the future? Who is the future right now on the Golden State Warriors? I'll wait. I'm talking about double-A, triple-A caliber, star-type A-lister.
I don't think the Warriors assume that's Kuminga.
Well, they failed him then because I seen it in the playoffs against a talented Minnesota team that had speed, length, quickness. Why can't he perform without Curry and Dre or the system in his way? Why haven't they met halfway or dumbed it down for the benefit of the team? You can't tell me, Steiny, with your lovely shades on right now, glasses, that they don't need them.
They need Jonathan Kuminga. Steve Kerr wants him to play a certain kind of way. And
what does that mean, partner?
It means that he can't be just a scorer. And we're going to get into some of the Steve Kerr sound from after the season, and we're going to get into some of this the media sound over the last few months. But again, you're going to hear, you know, I went and listened to a lot of this Steve Kerr sound before the show.
Yeah.
And I get why people are maybe
perplexed,
disappointed that Steve Kerr's been so critical of Kuminga. But the reality is like it's as plain as day what he's trying to tell fans. It doesn't mean the fans have to take him at his word.
But the organization hasn't backed him up because Kuminga would be somewhere else. Like, I feel like Lakeup it's his team, and Steiny, the reason Kuminga's still here is because he wants him here. And then we're talking about Kerr in a contract year. This thing has all the ingredients to get funky.
Well, it's already funky. Mm. And the real question is,
wow.
I mean.
No, you're right.
I mean, do you really want, I mean, I don't know. I'm under the assumption that there's obviously bigger issues at play here. Jonathan Kuminga apparently has got a 3-year, $25 million deal. I'm sorry, 3-year, $75 million deal on the table. It's got a team option after, I think, year two, but he wants a player option. He does not want the Warriors to control his future. That seems obvious to me. And so he wants a player option. And that's the part when people say, well, you don't know he doesn't want to be here. You don't know he doesn't want to be here. Well, why would he not sign a 3-year, $75 million contract if he wanted to be here? There's something more going on here.
The way he's been treated, Steiny, the last few years. Could you just say, Goo, you might have a point without knowing. Maybe the way that he had to endure those DMPs. Maybe what popped off a year ago. We're so focused on the present, we forget the past and the stuff that this dude's had to endure. The articles that were written, Steiny, his camp saying he had to go through he can't play freely. But my point is, I'm not saying he's not to blame here, but he's not solo dolo.
What do you mean?
He's not by himself. There's other people to blame. And my bottom line is this upcoming season, it looks like right now he's going to be a Golden State Warrior, and I fought you and Evan because Evan was bringing up, and you brought up, you know, how's this going to play out? And I was like, no, this culture can handle it. But now I'm sitting here talking to you like, if there are traits of what's the word when you feel like you've been betrayed, Steiny? You know, if there's some of that, how is this going to play out? Because he needs to be – hey, Jonathan, you got a chance to be sixth man of the year. You're going to get your minutes.
That's the problem.
But you laughed.
That's right. That's the problem. Now, is somebody going to disagree with me when I say he doesn't want to be a sixth man? He doesn't want to be a sixth man. Not here, anyway.
And you don't want 25 mil?
He doesn't want his playing time to be contingent on a player or two players who, in Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler, who the coach likes more than him, and he's got to be beholden to a coach that I don't think he trusts.
Wow.
So I, you know, and the other thing is if
that's heavy.
If Steve Kerr, I can't believe Steve Kerr would be so naive as to think when he did an interview right after the season ended that Kuminga was not going to be around next year, when he's seen how difficult restricted free agency can go. Like I mean, anybody who's watched the NBA for any period of time knows that restricted free agency, I mean, all bets are off. And so if he made a calculation that he was gone, meaning Kuminga, and so he was just going to burn some bridges, I don't think that was very smart. 888-957-95.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
570 is the number. We're going to get into it all. There's some new stuff that's come out with Kuminga regarding the contract. It's coming down to whether he gets a player option, perhaps, versus a team option. But we're going to go through it all because this thing's coming to a head, and it has not gone well for the Golden State Warriors or Kuminga. The Valkyrie season, it comes down to tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It's win or go home. Game two, Valkyries and the Minnesota Lynx. It's tonight at 7 o'clock, and you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. That segment also brought to you by California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Hey, it's Willard from Willard and Dibbs coming up at 2 o'clock, but now back to Steiny and Goo. Goo, you're my guy. Steiny?
Will!
I wonder if Dibbs cut one for us. We always get Willard. I'm not complaining. Where's Dibbs at?
Maybe he hasn't done one yet.
Squirrel. Thanks.
Where are you watching tonight? 7 p.m., baby. Talk to me.
There's no doubt it's a big game. I've moved into second place in my fantasy, so I'll probably be plopped right in front of the big screen at my house in Oakland watching the Phillies-Dodgers tonight. Jesus Luzardo going up against Blake Snell. I've got both those pitchers. We're looking for a one. We're looking for Blake Snell to give up 3 solo homers, Luzardo to shut him out, and then Schwarby and Harper hit 3 homers between them.
I thought you were talking football fantasy, which are 2-0 in our 95-7 the game league. You're talking baseball. Wow. But Stani, the Valkyries got do or die tonight. They got ran off the court. We understand it. But nobody in their mama thought the Valkyries in their debut season would be playing in the playoffs. Stani, it's never happened. I'm asking you, how do you feel? Can they beat Minnesota and the great Nafisha Collier?
Sure.
Look, there it is.
Yeah, I think they can.
For you, that's a hell yes.
But they also...
Dude.
And they're going to have to win a game 3.
Also, I just hate they haven't shot on these rims, you know, being that they're at the SAP Center. So to be like a...
You ever see Hoosiers?
I have. Hackman, Gene Hackman, rest in peace.
Well, if you've ever seen Hoosiers, then you don't need to say something like that. And you see the most inspirational scene ever there at Hinkle Fieldhouse. I guess you don't remember that scene.
Give it to me.
The team walked into Hinkle Fieldhouse, and they were in awe because it was an incredible arena. And they're looking around, oh, my God, there's the seats at 7,000. And Gene Hackman took a tape measure out.
Oh, my God.
And he put the tape measure against the rim, and he measured it to the floor, and he said, gentlemen.
But you know what to do.
This rim is 10 feet from the floor, just like every other basket you've ever played on.
But it still doesn't take away of the ambiance of what was that arena and why the players were in awe. But the SAP, Stani, what if they pull it off? Take it to an elimination game back in Mini.
And it's possible, yeah. Right?
Natalie will have them ready.
What if she got fined the other day?
She
just wants a fair fight.
She went in. I think you
use
that card?
They lost by 30.
And that's what I was saying. Do you use that card when you lose by Steph Curry? But hopefully they'll come out tonight and Valerie will lead them and they ball out, Stani. It's going to be great TV.
All right. Tim McMahon of ESPN was talking about the Jonathan Kuminga situation. And there's been some developments. According to Anthony Slater and Shams Charania, the Warriors have upped their offer to a 3-year, $75 million contract, and they have a team option for the third year on that one. Kuminga said no. And according to Anthony Slater, who talked to Kuminga's agent yesterday, Kuminga's agent said, if they change that team option to a player option, we'll sign it. And we'll come back committed to the goal of trying to win a 5th title for Steph and Draymond.
But how does that sound to you? Don't you know that's too big of an ask? And if they were about it, the Warriors, that probably would have been in there from the start? That's like me telling the boss, hey, add one more zero to that, and we got a deal.
Well, but this is where Kuminga, I think, has a fair gripe or a fair view here. Is he's been playing for the Warriors for 4 years. He's got one more year left in his deal.
All right.
He'll become an unrestricted free agent. In other words, if he sucks it up for one more year, he can go anywhere he wants to a team that wants him.
Okay.
So why, when he's come this far, and maybe he wants another opportunity, and maybe he's not crazy about being here, why would he sign a contract that pushes back his ability to make a decision and puts it in the hand of the Warriors? Like, I completely understand why he's like, no.
Okay.
I'm not, no. I've come this far. I want some say-so in the future.
So I'm in that same line as you. I totally get it. Okay, so come down one notch and sign the qualifying offer and let's move on.
Okay, that's what may end up happening.
Or is he, there's what, this is the 17th now? You got 14 more days, 13 more days? Do you think his ask, the Warriors would be like, Dunleavy and Joe Lake will be like, you know what, we're running out of days. Give this, throw that player option in and we're good.
Would they do that? I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised.
Well, I got to believe Mr. Turner and Kuminga think they are, because why wouldn't you sign if you weren't just trying to stick it to the team and delay the inevitable and delay the other Al Horford announcements and whoever's coming to be a Warrior?
Well, I think his last option would be to sign a contract here where he doesn't have a player option. Because then what he's just doing is he's signing a contract extension with the Warriors, but the reality of the situation is the playing time issue is still unresolved. And, I don't know how much money means to Kuminga or it doesn't mean to Kuminga, but I do think a monster part of this is the old playing time. He wants to be a starter and he wants playing time, and he doesn't think that there's an assurance he can get that here. So I understand that perspective from Kuminga.
Well, I'll say this to JK if he was in my face, because it's Golden State Warriors on mine all day, every day, Stoney, and I'm just telling you, I'll go back, nobody asked, but I'll read the resume, the Joe Barry Carroll days, and I'm sitting, world be free. I'm sitting here looking at a guy that got hurt, and had he not got hurt last season, I do stand on Jimmy Butler wouldn't be a Warrior. That's just my take. So in a season that you averaged 24 minutes last year and your numbers were down across the board, I'm just like – and the most important number was games played, 47, Stoney. I just – what's he asking for, 40 minutes, 35 minutes? It feels like that, right? And I know that I'm having fun, but the bottom line is, man, son, you could be the sixth man of the year. You could finish games. Go out there and ball.
I mean, the one thing that I sometimes sense from a segment of Warrior fans is this complete buy-in to this culture here and how this culture is second to none. And, you know, the reality of the situation is that this culture has been great for veteran-type players. It hasn't been... it hasn't favored young players, and it's nothing personal, but this is a championship organization and they've won titles mainly with veteran players and they cater to veteran players. And unfortunately it may come at the expense of some of the younger players.
Jordan Poole on line one. I know there's a, because I was just going to ask you real quick, Stoney, they haven't had that. This is no shot at Moody and Pods and the others. Cause I like them. But I'm talking about top-tier caliber guys that can be part of the future, like Brock Purdy is for the Niners, and what Eldridge is supposed to be for the Giants. And I just looking at this roster, and outside of Kuminga, Stoney, I'm thinking even of the great days, what young players had that, you know, had that that gravity? They didn't have good. The Jordan Bells, they were come and goes. They haven't had a guy like Kuminga in the Curry era, almost outside of Jordan Poole and Wiseman. Like when you say it's not a place for young guys, it's never had to be.
It
now those chickens are coming home to roost, because now what do we got? And I don't want the Curry era to ever end, but what do we got? 3 or 4 years left? Who are the young guys on this team that can play, that got height, that got athleticism, that are Thundercats? Jonathan Kuminga meets that.
No,
so I'm just telling Joe Lacob and company, and it sounds like Joe's agreeing with me, be careful of running this cat out of town.
Well, I look at it
from... nothing for the future.
Well, I look at it from another point of view. It's like, you know, yeah, what do we have after Steph Curry or after Jimmy Butler and Draymond?
You used to always talk about that, Stoney.
But maybe they don't think Kuminga's the guy for afterwards.
Well, they offered him 3 for $75.
That's right. And that's a good role. That's a damn good role player money. That's like, that's the third or fourth highest paid player on a team. You know, I mean, the... Just because there's a dearth of young talent on the Warriors doesn't mean that, oh, well, we don't have any young talent, so we've got to overpay the one guy who's just okay. And I'm talking like the Warriors right now.
Right.
Not like I'm saying he's average, but what I'm saying is that the Warriors don't view him as a number one 3 years from now. I don't think they do. I don't. I would never, like, I don't know if he can be a number one, but I certainly am not counting on it.
Well, so, 2 and 2A is, and I agree with that, but 2A, 2B, maybe even a 3, that's a big part of a team. And
well, he doesn't want to be a 3, apparently.
Right, and it's, I'm talking about more than just the money from his standpoint. So if we back this whole train up, why does he want to leave? That's what
it's
I'm asking
it's playing
you.
Playing time. It is. I think it is playing time. Period. I'm sure he's got an issue with Kerr because of playing time. But let's ask Warrior fans at 888-957-9570. What is the issue? I think it's playing time. I think he wants a bigger role. He said as much. Like he said as much to Slater. So. And I think the Warriors look at it as though, well, that's great. You want a bigger role, but you haven't done enough to earn a bigger role.
But you didn't do anything.
How can you want a bigger role when we have Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler?
But to get, those are facts. But to get to a juncture last year where this man was looked at as a DMP, that's absurd. And I think even you agree with that.
Well, they won those games.
So something greater is going on. How did this get so funky with him not being able to pick up the Warrior way? And you got Savants again, Kerr, Steph, Draymond. And do we have the sound of last year before Jimmy Butler came to town, how they were just whispering sweet nothings about Kuminga and how he was going to get the keys, and Draymond talked about we need him and he's our future? Where's that guy in Kuminga?
Lip service. Come on. That's lip service. That's a teammate talking up a teammate, which you would expect. This is Tim McMahon of ESPN. This is kind of where I want to get things started today. He was on talking about Jonathan Kuminga, who's still unresolved. And this is about as harsh as it gets.
Tim, I'll start with you. How have the Warriors handled this Kuminga situation, in your opinion?
Awkwardly? I mean, how have they handled Kuminga's entire career? Mm. Steve Kerr doesn't want Kuminga. Kuminga doesn't want to play for the Warriors, in part because he knows the coach doesn't want him. Listen, Shams is talking about there's going to be a divorce eventually. Let's stay together for the kids. I've lived that. I lived with my ex-wife for a year after we agreed to divorce for the kids. Let me tell you, it was not fun. There are going to be chemistry issues.
Yeah.
Put it mildly. This is going to be a disaster if they bring back Kuminga. There's SGA. He might as well be HTE, human trade exception. And he's going to be, you think he's going to want to pass the ball? You think he's going to want to play team ball? He's going to want the ball. He's going to want minutes. Steve Kerr doesn't think he fits. I wonder what they think they can get that's better than Malik Monk and a first-round pick.
So Tim McMahon, that was from the Hoops Collective on ESPN, and he was referencing the two possible sign-and-trade offers they had out there, one with the Kings and one with the Phoenix Suns. But the one with the Kings would have gotten them Malik Monk and perhaps a future first-round pick that's protected. Warriors want it to be unprotected. I can't see Sacramento doing that. But right now, it remains in limbo.
If Tim is correct, then you're talking about Agenda City basketball. But I would tell Tim, to me, there's one guy, and the guy that has the most power over there is Chase. And as Joe Lacob feels like keeping Jonathan Kuminga is better than having Malik Monk. Like, do you think my attempt to hit the circle on the dartboard is off with that assessment, Stoney? What else? How could we still be here if Lacob wasn't willing to let go like Kerr is. I get the Kerr part, and I believe Kerr thought he was gone. But, man, Kerr's got 1 year left. And I'm just wondering if Joe Lacob is conflicted just in regard to, y'all want me to throw this dude out, and we don't even know what I'm doing with my head coach. It's just a thought, though, Steiny. I'm looking at the future. I love Moody and Pods and Santos in the game, QP3. But Kuminga is better than those guys.
Right, but they do things that he doesn't do. And that's what Steve Kerr talks about all the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Let's go to Matt in Oakland. Hey, Matt, what's going on, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hey. Beautiful day. How you doing?
Back at you.
Thank you.
A couple of observations, and then I have a question, and maybe you can walk me through this. First of all, you've made the statement that he doesn't want to play here. I think that's true.
Okay.
I think he is absolutely screwing this team over, and they're sick of him, and everybody wants an end to it. The other observation is that this team is going to stink when this era ends, either next year or the year after it. And Kuminga is not the difference. He is not. So, given those two assumptions, then the next question is, what do you do? It would be absolutely insane for him to take the qualifying offer because they're not going to play him. I would send him home if I were them. So then all they're asking of him, if you really don't want to play here, is give us something to work with. We cannot trade you for $7 million or half of that now. We can't trade you for half of $20 million. All you got to do is, you know, bite your lip and play for 3 months or whatever it is, and we'll get rid of you and you'll get to move on to someplace else. And he's turning to turn down so much money for what? If he signs the qualifying, then he has to stick around for a year, and he's going to be miserable. It just doesn't make any sense to me at all. And you can tell me what the difference between a player and a team option is, but I would be – I mean, I, as a fan, I am sick of this guy. He is not that good. He's not going to be the future. They're going to stink. The only possible solution is to move him, and if he wants to play, he can go to some crummy team like Sacramento and be a ball hog or whatever. He's not a terrible player, but he is not the answer, and I just fail to understand why he doesn't cooperate a tiny bit with this team. Give them a sign, 2 year, 3 year. I could care less. Let them, you know, get rid of you at the trade deadline for your full salary. They don't have to give up Moody or Heald, and then you can go to Sacramento or wherever, or the Bulls or some crummy team, and I'd take, what's his name, DeSuno and White. I would take them. I would take Malik Monk. I would do anything. But, I mean, his days should be over here. He's not that good, and he's ruining his career by being such a pain because, what, 12 days till they start, right?
Yeah.
They got to do something, and I just – can you explain this to me? I just don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, thanks a lot, man. Yeah.
I love all our callers. Real quick, Stoney, that sounded personal. And I get, and Matt feels that, but man, come on. And again, I'm not Team Kuminga. I'm Team Warriors and want Kuminga on the Warriors because that equals a better basketball team. And especially with what's out there that you could possibly get for Kuminga, I'm out on that. I know this kid can play. I'm just blown away that Stoney, it hasn't manifested and it looks like they're lost. But I just want to say this to you and the listeners. Jonathan Kuminga's been miserable here a while. A brother gonna be okay with one more season here in the Golden State. That's what I believe. I'm worried about what you're talking about and others where he won't make that pass. I gotta give him more benefit of the doubt than that to think he would be out there so selfish. If he hasn't done it already, why would he do it now?
Well, I mean, the way he has played is one of the reasons he hasn't played more, according to Kerr.
You know what
always bothers me? When people say, I wonder what's going on.
Right.
And then the coach makes it clear as day, and we still say, I wonder what's going on.
So he's going to be in our gym, and we're going to hammer home those points with him, and try to get him to understand all those loose balls, all those long rebounds. Like, you know, with his athleticism, those are plays. For him to help us win, you know, he's got to get those rebounds. He's got to chase down those loose balls. He's got to run the floor, sprint the floor. And if he does all these things, then there's no question he can find a better role and find a better fit, you know, next to Jimmy and Steph and Draymond. So that's the goal as a coaching staff to try to help him achieve that and add those things to his game to give himself more of a chance to play.
Can I just give you a bad analogy to that? And Stoney, I'm emotional. That to me was me at 15 years old going to my father asking for something. And he said, take your D-plus grade up to an A, you can get it, or go clean the kitchen and you can get it. Cleaning the kitchen is way easier than taking my D to an A. And for Kerr to just say, son, go get the loose balls, dude, like that's the easy street. So I'm mad at Kuminga for not figuring that part out. That to-do list right there was basketball simple.
Well,
rebound.
I actually.
Wow.
I mean, this is why, you know, I don't. Whenever a situation like this comes up, I'm never. Kerr's in the right. Kuminga's in the wrong. Kuminga's in the right. Kerr's in the wrong. I'll just tell you this. I will tell you this. If I'm Jonathan Kuminga, okay, and my coach is saying, you know what we need you to do? Get long rebounds. That would piss me off. It really would. Get long rebounds? What? Like, that to me was an insult to Jonathan Kuminga. We want you to get long rebounds and get loose balls. Okay, and I get it. He's not a superstar.
So that's the Kurt Rambis model, you think?
I didn't like the way that came off, but that plays into the stereotype that Jonathan Kuminga thinks he's a star and doesn't want to do the dirty work. I'm not so sure about that. I just know that, you know, hey, you want to get on the floor, get loose balls. It's like, wow, okay, that's what I'm reduced to. 888-957-9570 is the number. And I'm not saying I'm all in on Kuminga or all out on Kerr. I'm just saying there's a lot of different things that are going on here. And this Sunday, your tailgate destination is Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. Our pregame show starts at 10 a.m. with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. We'll have the games on in the parking lot, great food and drinks, and your place to watch all the early games as well. If you're going to the game, come on by before you go to the stadium and join us for the pregame party, and you can take the shuttle back and forth to Levi Stadium for just $25. Go to 957thegame.com and click on the kickoff show link to get your spot on the shuttle right now. Laughing Monk Brewing, 1235 Oakmead Parkway, right near the stadium. That's where we're going to be. See you there. That segment also sponsored by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.